The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter Number 6, Text Number 34, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari. Recorded on April 2nd, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter Number 6, Text Number 34.
Итак, сегодня мы читаем Шримад Бхагаватам, первая песня, шестая глава, текст 34.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Etat
hi
atura
chintanam
matra sparsha ichaya muhu. Bhavasindhu Plava Drashta Haricharya Anuvarnanam Etad Yatura Chintanam Matrasparsa Chayamuhu Bhavasindhu Plavo Drishto Hari Charyanu Varnanam Etadhyatura Chintanam Matrasparshechayamuhu Bhavasindhu Plavo Drishto Hari Charyanu Varnanam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is personally experienced by me that those who are always full of cares and anxieties, due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects, can cross the ocean of nations on a most suitable boat, the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. The symptom of a living being is that he cannot remain silent even for some time. He must be doing something, thinking of something, or talking about something. Generally, the materialistic men think and discuss about subjects which satisfy their senses. But as these things are exercised under the influence of the external illusory energy, such sensual activities do not actually give them any satisfaction. On the contrary, they become full with cares and anxieties. This is called maya, or what is not. That which cannot give them satisfaction is accepted as an object for satisfaction. So, Narada Muni, by his personal experience, says that satisfaction for such frustrated beings engaged in sense gratification is to chant always the activities of the Lord. The point is that the subject matter only should be changed. No one can check the thinking activities of a living being, nor the feeling, willing, or working processes. But if one wants actual happiness, one must change the subject matter only. Instead of talking of the politics of a dying man, one might discuss the politics administered by the Lord Himself. Instead of relishing the activities of cinema artists, one can turn his attention to the activities of the Lord with his eternal associates like the gopis and lakshmis. The almighty personality of Godhead, by his causeless mercy, descends on the earth and manifests activities almost on the line of the worldly men, but at the same time extraordinarily, because he is almighty. He does so for the benefit of all conditioned souls, so that they can turn their attention to transcendence. By doing so, the conditioned soul will gradually be promoted to the transcendental position and easily cross the ocean of nescience, the source of all miseries. This is stated from personal experience by such an authority as Sri Narad Muni. And we can have the same experience also if we begin to follow in the footsteps of the great sage, the dearmost devotee of the Lord. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakandritamscha So, Srila Prabhupada is very kindly inviting us to follow this pathway of Narad Muni. He was the ordinary son of an ordinary woman. But he became the great Narad Muni. So as Prabhupada says, and we can have the same experience also. In other words, you can become a great liberated spaceman just like Narada Muni. Now we are spending so much money on the airlines. But Narada Muni, he never has to pay for an airline ticket. If he wants to go to Vrindavan, he goes to Vrindavan. If he wants to go to Mayapur, if he wants to come to Riga, he can go anywhere just by desiring to be there. So such powers are available. Of course, we are not so much interested in such powers.
Конечно, нас особенно не интересуют такие возможности.
We are interested in bhakti.
Нас интересует бхакти.
Because after all, we can use the airplane for Krishna.
Потому что в конце концов мы можем использовать самолет для Кришны.
What we want is to develop the bhakti mood of Narada Muni.
Но мы хотим развить в себе настроение бхакти Нарада Муни.
How can we have that Krishna bhakti like Narada Muni has Krishna bhakti?
Как нам получить такое же Кришна бхакти, какое у Нарада Муни?
This verse is telling us how to do that.
И этот стих нам говорит, как это сделать.
By the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead.
Постоянно воспевая трансцендентные действия Господа.
This means we have to become very, very interested in Krishna Katha.
Это значит, что мы должны быть очень заинтересованы в Кришна Катхе.
Мач чита мангита прана бодиянтак парашпарам катаянташчамам ничам тишандешавраманджа. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita.
Кришна объясняет в Бхагавад Гите.
Chapter number 10, text number 9.
Глава 10, стих 9.
How the pure devotees, they are constantly engaged in Krishna Katha.
Как чистые преданные, они постоянно вовлечены.
They are tasting какой-то... great bliss, Раманти.
Они постоянно ощущают великое блаженство.
By enlightening one another and conversing about me.
И постоянно друг друга просветляют друг друга.
So by this amazing activity of talking about Krishna.
И вот это восхитительное действие говорить о Кришне.
In hearing about Krishna.
И слушать о Кришне.
We enlighten and enliven one another.
Мы просветляем, вдохновляем друг друга.
I know from my personal experience.
Я знаю по своему опыту.
That the hearing is equally important as the chanting.
Что слушание одинаково важно, как и воспевание.
Just like now, I am speaking.
Как, например, сейчас я
and
говорю,
you are hearing.
А вы слушаете.
But I can see by looks on your faces, you are hearing very nicely. There's a whole room full of people hearing very nicely.
Но посмотрев на ваши лица, я могу видеть, что вы очень внимательно слушаете.
That inspires me. If I was just speaking to an empty room, I could not speak like this.
И это вдохновляет меня, потому что если бы я бы говорил в пустой комнате, это меня бы так не вдохновило.
In other words, by your bhakti mood of hearing, you are giving energy to my speaking.
Другими словами, ваша энергия бхакти, которая проявляется через слушание, вдохновляет меня говорить.
Because you are hearing with bhakti mood, your bhakti mood is inspiring me.
Ваше настроение бхакти через слушание вдохновляет меня.
So actually we are all speaking.
На самом деле мы все говорим.
Your bhakti is empowering me to speak.
И ваше бхакти дает мне возможность говорить.
So in the same way, when I hear you speak or you hear me speak, you see it's the same thing, Krishna Katha.
И таким же образом, да, либо я слушаю, как вы говорите, либо вы слушаете, как я говорю, это Кришна Катха, нет разницы.
Шрила Прабхупада was walking with one disciple on the beach in Los Angeles.
Шрила Прабхупада гулял в Лос-Анджелесе по пляжу с одним из учеников.
And Шрила Прабхупада said, actually, whether I speak or you speak, it is the same thing.
И Шрила Прабхупада говорил, на самом деле, либо я говорю, либо ты говоришь, это одно и то же.
No matter which side you bite into a sweet ball, it is sweet.
Неважно, с какой стороны вы вкушаете сладкий шарик, это будет сладкий.
So, by engaging in this wonderful activity of hearing and chanting about Krishna,
и увлекаясь в это прекрасное действие говорить и слушать о Кришне,
we become situated on this amazing pathway chalked out by the great acharyas.
Мы укрепляемся более на этом пути за великими ачарьями.
Махаджано Йейно Гото Сапанта. This pathway has been chalked out through the blazing, through the deep, these great acharyas have blazed this trailway of bhakti through the dense, deep, dark delusion of its material existence.
Великие мудрецы проложили этот путь бхакти через глубокое неведение.
Who are these great acharyas?
Кто эти великие ачарьи?
Svayambhur Nadadashambhu Kumaro Kapilo Manu Pralado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vayasakirvayam. They are described. Yamaraj is speaking. He is one of them.
Они описаны. Yamaraj говорит, он один из них.
He is listing. There is Lord Brahma, Svayambhur.
Господь Брахма.
Svayambhur Narada, Narad Muni, Shambhu, Lord Shiva, Kumara, four Kumaras, Kapila Muni, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Svayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlada, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma, Grandfather Bhishma, Balir, Maharaj Bali, Vyasakir, Shukadev Goswami, and then then Yamaraj, the king of death. So, these are the great Mahajanas. These are the great transcendentalists. Everyone has an equal opportunity to become great transcendentalist. Whether you are Brahmachari, whether you are a householder, whether you are vanaprastha, or whether you are sannyasi, everyone has equal opportunity. Actually, if you count this list of 12, you will see there are 7 grihasthas and 5 brahmacharis in the list. So you cannot say, well, I can't be a Mahajana because I'm a Grihastha. I cannot become a great transcendentalist because, you know, I'm a Grihastha. The majority of the 12 Mahajanas are a Grihastha. So whatever your position is, whether you're Brahmachari, Grihastha, Sannyasi, or Vanaprastha, simply absorb yourself in this Krishna Katha. Who is Krishna? What are his qualities? What are his activities? Who are his associates? What are his pastimes? What is his movement? Who are his great devotees? How is his movement manifesting in the world right now? These are great transcendental topics. This is the sweetest nectar. We absorb ourselves in these topics. And we absorb ourselves in manifesting these topics by practical action also. It's not that we simply talk about Krishna. We practically serve Krishna also. There are so many nice services. Dressing the deities. Cleaning the temple. Cooking for Krishna, collecting money for Krishna, selling books for Krishna. There are so many wonderful, wonderful activities. Pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement for the deliverance of the fallen conditioned souls of this age.
чтобы освободить павшие души этого века.
Actually, this is the sweetest rasa.
На самом деле, это самая сладкая раса.
Sankirtan rasa.
Раса Sankirtan.
How to save the fallen souls of this age?
Как спасти павшие души этого века?
This is the legacy of our great acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada.
Legacy
means this is the great tradition.
Это великая традиция по
how to save the suffering souls of this age.
Как спасти души в этом веке?
If we can live for this purpose,
если мы можем жить для этой цели,
how to give Krishna to others?
Как дать Кришну другим?
It'll be very easy for us to be Krishna conscious.
Будет очень легко для нас быть в сознании Кришны.
Because if we, as we have stated previously, the more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna.
Потому что, как было сказано перед этим, чем больше вы даете Кришне, тем больше вы получаете.
So the devotee, he's always very eager to give Krishna to everyone.
И поэтому преданный всегда жаждет давать Кришну всем.
He is greedy to get more Krishna, more Krishna, more Krishna.
И он желает давать Кришне больше и больше и больше.
So therefore he wants to distribute Krishna more and more and more and more and more.
Чтобы он мог распространить Кришну больше и больше и больше.
He wants to see the whole city of Riga chanting and dancing. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare. The whole Latvian country.
Хочет видеть всю Ригу, всю Латвию успевает.
All the Baltic states.
Все страны Балтии.
All of Northern Europe, Southern Europe.
Всю западную, северную Европу.
Asia, North America, South America, Australia, everywhere chanting Hare Krishna.
Все континенты, везде успевает Hare Krishna.
All the way from Patalalok to Brahmalok, everyone chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the vision of our great acharyas, you see. They want to make revolution.
Вот такое видение у наших великих ачарьев. Они хотят сделать революцию.
That everyone can become very, very happy in Krishna consciousness.
И что каждый становится очень счастливым.
We have seen now in our preaching going on in health in Finland. Very nice preaching in Finland.
Очень хорошо.
There's one cartoon in their leading newspaper. They've made one wonderful cartoon in the number one newspaper in all of Finland. It shows a Christian bishop.
И показывается христианский епископ.
He is sitting with a Christian hymn book looking at it.
Он смотрит в песенник христианских гимнов.
And a number of the religious leaders from the church, they have come forward to the bishop.
И лидеры разных what kind of church?
Some kind of a church, I don't know.
И руководители церкви выстроились.
It's a bishop. He has a religious crown on his head.
Он выстроились в очередь к этому епископу.
And the people have come and they've said, Your Holiness, we have now added another hymn to the hymn book. It's per your request. So you can, in the cartoon, you can read what's in the hymn book. And there, the new hymn that's been added to the Christian hymn book is this.
И новый гимн, который добавлен в христианский книгу гимнов.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Not only once; it's once on the left page, and it's once again on the right page. Twice they have the Maha Mantra in the Christian hymn book.
И на одной странице, на правой странице, на левой странице.
This is the leading newspaper in Finland.
Это ведущая газета Финляндии.
They're making joke that now Hare Krishna is part of the Christian hymn book.
Они шутят над тем, что Hare Krishna.
So now they are joking about it. And having laughed. But I guarantee you in the future it will happen. A day will come when you go by a Christian church and go, wow, they're having a nice Hare Krishna kirtan in there. Because this is a universal chant. If the Christians will chant Hare Krishna in their church, they'll become better Christians. If the Muslims will chant Hare Krishna in their mosque, they will have become better Muslims. They won't blow up the... They'll forget their terrorism if they chant Hare Krishna. They'll just be busy praying to Allah, you know, bowing down 5 times a day and chanting Hare Krishna. So we'll have, is there a copy machine here in the temple? Copy machine?
Should be.
All right, so I'll give a copy. I have a copy. You can make a copy of this and post it so everybody can see this cartoon. Very, very nice. We'll post it as soon as possible so everybody can have a good laugh. A transcendental chuckle. So, in this way, you see, devotees want to spread this chanting. We don't want to just keep it here in our temple. We want to make the whole world into a temple. Our Vaishnava culture is everywhere, in every town and village. Because this is how the world will become happy. Everybody can become like Narada Muni. Simply absorbed in Krishna Bhakti 24/7.
Просто погружайтесь в Кришна Бхакти 24 часа в сутки.
So, I thank you all very much. I can ask now if there's any questions.
Спрашиваю, есть ли вопросы?
Также существует мнение, что вот когда гуру приезжает или преданные возвышенные, то там возможно, конечно, когда собираются неофиты или же ну, новички, то что там за Кришна-катха может получиться? Говорят, что нету, и поэтому в тех местах они хотят собираться даже. Более того, говорят, что там есть спекуляция. Так что, продолжать или же слушать такие ну, вызовы?
When spiritual masters give lectures, and then, of course, or elevated devotees, then of course there is Krishna Katha. But there is another opinion that when neophytes gather then Krishna Katha is impossible among them, and such places sometimes are not even recommended to visit. So the question is then what to do to continue
When I joined this movement we were on neophytes. The temple president had been a devotee for 6 months. The GBC had been a devotee for 2 years. The sannyasi had been a devotee for 2 years. We were all neophytes. So, wherever the devotees are... It doesn't matter what is your position, neophyte, middle or advanced devotee, if anybody will simply read Prabhupada's books, discuss the Siddhanta given by Srila Prabhupada, there is power, there is potency in such katha.
Неважно, каком уровне, если вы можете читать книги Шрилы Прабхупады и обсуждать эту Сиддханту между собой, так в этом есть сила.
Even though many people see me as a spiritual master, I personally see myself as a neophyte.
духовного учителя, я лично вижу себя как неофит.
So from my perspective, if the Krishna Gita of neophytes is useless, then I'm in a hopeless position.
И с моей точки зрения, если нет смысла в Кришна Катхе, который происходит между неофитами, тогда я в очень плачевной ситуации.
But because Prabhupada's full potency is present in this Gita, therefore I know I have the greatest Mahabhagavat present with me at every minute.
Но поскольку вся мощь Шрилы Прабхупады есть в этом, тогда в Махабхагават самый великий за мной.
So if we will simply, faithfully, carefully present exactly what Srila Prabhupada is presenting without adding to or subtracting from it, then Prabhupada will be present in that Gita. He will be preaching through us.
Если мы с верой, глубокой верой, очень точно, ничего не добавляя от себя, будем передавать то, что говорил Прабхупада, тогда Прабхупада будет говорить через нас.
The greatest Mahabhagavat, he will be personally putting his full potency into that Gita.
И величайший Махабхагават, он даст всю мощь, всю силу в эту, для этой катхе.
I personally feel I'm not qualified to give this Gita.
Я лично чувствую, что у меня нет квалификации, чтобы такую катху давать.
Therefore, I pray to Srila Prabhupada that he can use me as his instrument.
Поэтому я молюсь Шриле Прабхупаде, чтобы он использовал меня как свой инструмент.
In spite of my innumerable disqualifications, I am praying that Srila Prabhupada can use me as his instrument.
Несмотря на бесконечные мои неквалифицированности разные, я молюсь Шриле Прабхупаде.
That the full potency of his teachings, I can represent them properly.
Чтобы я мог бы точно передать полностью его сил, его учение.
So any neophyte like me, if he simply can pray to Srila Prabhupada and to his spiritual master, that he can purely transmit the Vaishnava Siddhanta.
Если любой неофит такой же, как я, может молиться Шриле Прабхупаде, его учителю, тогда он сможет передать чисто эту сиддханту.
The great acharyas then can act through that kata.
И великие ачарьи проявятся и будут действовать через такую катху.
Who did Ram engage to defeat Ravana?
Кого Рама привлек, чтобы
A bunch of forest monkeys.
Просто какую-то кучку обезьян лесных.
So we are a bunch. Our position is we are a bunch of forest monkeys from the.
Такие лесные обезьяны, такое наше положение.
From the forest of Kali Yuga, we are Kali Yuga monkeys. Practically, that's our position.
Kali Yuga, мы обезьяны Kali Yuga на самом деле.
But if we will surrender to Prabhupada's mission. Even though we are Kali Yuga monkeys, then Prabhupada can use us to make a spiritual revolution on this planet.
Даже несмотря на то, что мы обезьяны Кали Юги, Прабхупада использует нас, чтобы совершить эту революцию.
We simply have to be completely surrendered. That's all.
Мы просто должны полностью предаться.
No personal agenda.
Никакой личной идеи.
For name, fame, profit, adoration, or distinction.
Ради славы, последователей, имени.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Я заметил, что иногда, когда преданные общаются между собой, кто-то из них или оба типа читают мантру. Не является ли это оскорблением и к тем, с кем ты общаешься, и к Господу? I have noticed that some devotees, while associating with other devotees, are chanting japa. So isn't it offense for both to God and to the person they are associating with?
It is called jabber japa.
It is called jabber japa.
supposedly chanting rounds, but I'm talking with you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know what so-and-so did the other day? Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Ram, Hare, Ram. What was that? What did they do? Ram, Ram, Hare. This way, talking and chanting at the same time. It's really low class. It's not brahminical. It's shudra level. When one chants Hare Krishna, it should be with full focus. Full absorption. Diving deeply into the Mahamantra. When you're talking with the devotees, you should be fully absorbed and very conscious and aware of that person that you're speaking with. In other words, when you're communicating with a devotee, it should be with full attention. And when you're chanting your japa, it should be with full attention. Not that I'm halfway paying attention to my rounds and halfway paying attention to you. Now, if I thought I have a few rounds left, I think I'll chant them while I'm giving the class.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna.
Now, would you think that'd be very fair to you all? You've come to sit down to hear this class. I'm sitting here chanting japa while I'm giving the class. It's not only nama aparat, it's Vaishnava aparat. When you're talking with a Vaishnava, you should give full attention to the
Vaishnava.
And when you're chanting Hare Krishna, give full attention to Hare Krishna Mantra. Don't chant your japa halfway and don't associate with devotees halfway. Any other questions?
As I understood, the point is that on the one hand it is said that we should follow the footsteps of previous acharyas. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, the leaders of the society.
Which society? The Latvian society?
Our modern society.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They don't know about such acharyas.
Right.
So and consequently they don't know whom to follow and who should be protected, who to protect, etc.
Right.
So what should be done to improve this situation?
Preach. You have to educate them. Stupid books, preach. We must have a very, very aggressive program of educating the whole, especially the leaders of the society. We have to keep trying to educate them in every possible way to get the message through to the leaders of the society, the prime ministers, the presidents, the Supreme Court justices. We have to keep preaching, 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 so gradually the message will be accepted on those levels. That's what we have to do. That's our duty.
Мы должны проповедовать и давать знания этим лидерам и всеми возможными способами, и особенно давать проповедовать этим лидерам, и так это тогда постепенно они об этом узнают и продвинутся.
There was an experience recently in some I forget the country, but the leaders actually came to the devotees and said, please guide us how to govern the country according to Prabhupada's books.
Я не помню в каком месте в стране, но лидеры общества пришли к преданным и попросили, пожалуйста, дайте нам понимание о том, как управлять обществом согласно книгам Прабхупады.
And the devotees said, "Well, we don't know."
И преданные сказали, мы не знаем.
That was a great failure of the devotees.
И это был большой промах преданных.
We have to become qualified to not only talk about these teachings, but to make them manifest in the society. When there is an opportunity to practically establish Prabhupada's teachings, to introduce them in the way the society is set up, we have to be ready to do that and understand how to do that and be prepared to do that.
Мы не только должны говорить о том, что написано в книгах, но мы должны себя подготавливать и быть готовы к тому, чтобы воплотить это в реальную жизнь.
This is not simply some theoretical ideas.
Это не просто какие-то теоретические идеи.
This is a practical formula how the whole world can live peacefully and happily.
Это практическая формула, как весь мир может жить счастливо.
Any other question? Everybody satisfied now? Ready to? Yeah?
Narada Muni is one of the Mahajans and he is the devotee of the Lord. Why he is called Narada Muni? Muni is a man who is a speculator.
Narada Muni is one of the Mahajans. Why is he called Narada Muni? Because Muni is the one who размышляет.
There are two different kinds of munis.
Два разные вида муни.
There are speculator munis.
Есть те, которые мыслители.
And they are great realized munis.
И великие реализованные муни.
So he is in the second category.
И он вот из этих вторых.
There are other such realized munis, just like Parvat Muni is there.
Есть другие реализованные муни.
Sandipani Muni. Krishna's spiritual master.
Например, духовный учитель Кришны.
They are the enlightened munis.
Они просветленные муни.
Not the speculator munis.
Нет, не те, которые размышляют.
Any other question? Yeah.
But then if there is a difference, what's the difference between them? Between these two types of muni?
Yes, the speculator muni, they are like the material scientists.
Те, которые рассуждают, мыслят, вот эти, это материалисты, ученые.
They engage in very sophisticated word jugglery.
Они вовлечены в очень высокого уровня жонглирования словами.
They compete to be the most expert word juggler.
Они соревнуются, кто из них будет лучшим жонглером слов.
So that they become recognized as the greatest scientist or the greatest philosopher.
Чтобы их признали как самых великих философов или ученых.
But it's all speculation.
Но это всего лишь спекуляции. Это в том смысле, это всего лишь предположение.
It is imperfect.
Это несовершенно.
And therefore, it's within the realm of illusion.
It is with.
It's like Charvak. It is within the realm of illusion.
И поэтому это в в территории иллюзии все находится.
Just like there is one Muni, his name is Charvak Muni.
Такой Муни был.
He is atheist.
Он атеист.
He's a famous Muni of ancient India.
Он самый знаменитый Муни в древней Индии.
He taught this principle.
И он учил вот такой принцип.
The purpose of life is to enjoy your senses.
Что смысл жизни? Насладить свои чувства.
Especially ghee is very much for sense gratification.
И особенно ghee предназначено для наслаждения чувств.
So Charvak Muni, he taught this principle.
И Charvak Muni учил этот принцип.
Get as much ghee as possible and enjoy.
Возьмите как можно ghee как можно возможно.
By any method.
Любыми методами.
You can beg the ghee. You can beg for it.
You can beg.
Beg means to ask someone to give it to you.
Вы можете попросить, чтобы кто-то вам дал ghee.
You can borrow some ghee.
Вы можете занять.
Or you can steal it also.
Вы можете украсть.
By any method, beg, borrow, or steal, somehow or other, get as much ghee as possible and enjoy your senses.
Не важно, вы крадете, просите или занимаете ghee, но как можно больше получать.
That was Charvak Muni.
Вот Charvak Muni.
Yeah. So we don't follow such loony moonies.
Мы не следуем таким loony moony.
We follow the enlightened moonies, Narad Muni.
Мы следуем просветленным Муни, Narad Muni.
Parvat Muni. Sandipani Muni, you see. We follow the great enlightened Munis, not the speculator Munis.
Мы следуем великим, просветленным Муни, не тем, которые занимаются предположением.
So our time has now run out.
Наше время закончилось.
Thank you very much for coming today. We will have Bhagavad Gita class tonight at 6 p.m.
6 часов класс Бхагавад Гиты.
So we can go deeper and deeper and deeper into this nectarian ocean of Krishna Katha. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srimad Sankarsana Dasa ki jai.